ages ready for you.
Welcome everybody to KiwiRadio.nz, your weekly showcase of Aotearoa music, streaming to you live from New Zealand to all over the world. Yeah, we have a treat for you, a treat and a half today. Jade from Club Ruby will be joining us right now to kickstart the show with a three-song set. We're going to go straight into it with Jade from Club Ruby. Welcome to the show.
What's up? I'm also with Pong, the vice president, aka bass player of Club Ruby.
We got both the president and vice president of Club Ruby. We feel very VIP right now, here to do your three-song set. How are you both doing?
Oh, so good.
Very good. How are you?
Very good, very good. Well, we're here to introduce your music to the world right now. So tell us a little bit about the band.
Well, we are an indie rock / pop punk band from Auckland that's secretly a musical. And yeah, we've been around probably since 2020, where we wrote our EP, which just debuted in October. So we're really excited about it.
A band that's secretly a musical, that's a first. And we're up to episode 101 today. So we've got...
We love our musical inspiration.
What is your... Let's go around the table. What is your favorite musical of all time?
Oh, shoot. I really like the musical Next to Normal. It's kind of about like a family and just their trials and tribulations, but the songs are very like they pull at the heartstrings.
And what about you? Sorry, I didn't quite catch your first name, there, Vice President.
Vice President Han.
Han, H-O-N! Exclamation point.
Vice President Han, what is your favorite musical of all time?
Mine would be Legally Blonde the musical.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one. That's a thing.
It goes off. Yeah, yeah.
I was Margot in Legally Blonde when I was in high school.
Fantastic! I remember that movie very well. But to hear that there's a musical out there goes to show I need to expand my horizons. So, but anyways, well, big warm welcome to the show. The format of the show is we're a storytelling podcast, so we like the artists to describe what the songs are all about in their own words. So we're going to go straight into our three-song set, starting off with your first song, Take It Away. I believe it's called Wearing Me Out is the first one.
You are correct. Yeah, Wearing Me Out, on stage we like to say, is not dedicated to our exes. Basically, it's about recovering from a toxic relationship. You're kind of getting your sass back, your mojo back, reflecting on it, and kind of realizing all the things you put up with unnecessarily. And then rediscovering yourself. Because the first line and the last line is, well, one close to the end, I say, my favorite color is blue. And at the beginning, I say, my favorite color was blue until me and you. And then at the end, I say, my favorite color is still blue.
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's a song about exes from a band that's secretly a musical. You heard it here on KiwiRadio.nz. We're also simulcast right now on upfm.co.nz for those tuning in. I believe we've got 21 unique listeners today. Very cool, very casual. We're going to kickstart with the first song called Wearing Me Out, Kiwi Radio. Don't go anywhere. We've got the artist, or both the president and vice president, on the phone. We're going to chat to them further after the song.
Can't buy back my time. still blue after me and you. Can't move on from your pain. Well, you're the one to blame.
KiwiRadio.nz. That is Club Ruby. What a fantastic song. I can tell now why you mentioned you're a musical slash band. I feel it. I'm feeling it. Hey, speaking of exes, tell me, what is your worst dating experience of all time? We have to shame and name. Please tell us.
Oh my goodness.
We're getting scandalous.
Well, I suppose I'll just say said ex that the song is about. I say a lot of imagery in the beginning, like, all those rainy nights crying in your car. So I tried to break up with him at least 3 times before we were officially broken up, and it was real. And basically, the way he would get me to stay with him is he would just, like, throw some kind of tantrum or, like, escalate the argument until I would be so tired and it's 3 a.m. that I'll just go to sleep and then he'll assume that we're still together.
I love it. And then
so don't allow that,
like,
everyone.
Yeah, well, that's a great strategy for any singles out there. What about you there, Hon? What's your worst dating experience of all time?
Ooh, I haven't had, like, nightmares. I think the most embarrassing one was I offered to take someone to go watch the sunset, and I said, "Oh, hey, you want to go watch, like, the sunset?" And I thought, "Oh, like the beach, like Mission Bay." And then when we drove over there, it was, like, kind of cold, and, like, the sun was setting down. And then as I was looking out to, like, the sea, I realized that the Mission Bay faces out east instead of west. So we were just watching get darker.
There was no actual sunset.
No.
Yeah, for sure. Man, I can't tell you of my worst dating experience. So there you go. I'm a terrible host, but it's not about me. It's about the guests. So welcome to episode 101, though. We celebrated our 100th episode last week, and it's fantastic. We're here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. I want to say a big shout out to 27 unique listeners. Let's do a roll call of who's tuning in. We've got the United States, like, tuning into this little radio station.
Ooh,
in New Zealand.
Howdy.
I heard that the Americans like Kiwis because we're like a posh version of British people. So hello to New Bedford over there in USA. I'm not sure what time it is right now over there, but thank you for tuning in. Germany is tuning in today from, let's have a look at the city. Oh gosh, I can't even pronounce that. Welcome Gunzenhausen. Gunzenhausen. And of course, we've got our typical New Zealand crowd listening in from Auckland. We're all Aucklanders in New Zealand right now. So there we go. No one else has tuned in. Must be because Auckland is raining at the moment. So that's kind of why. When it rains,
yeah,
we do well in the podcast world. But anyways, next song. Let's get straight into song number 2. Tell us about it, Club Ruby. We've got here Weatherman. Speaking of great weather right now, let's talk about Weatherman.
Yeah, okay. So imagine, Ralph, you've just experienced the toxic relationship of wearing me out.
Ooh.
And basically, you are worn out. And you're probably inebriated, you're heartbroken, it's finally happened, and then you tune into, say, Kiwi Radio.
I love it.
And you start taking a delusional nap on the table while you're listening to the radio, Mm-hmm. And you imagine this beautiful weatherman voice all of a sudden comes in, and it's a new broadcaster named Ralph. And you're like, oh my gosh, Ralph's voice sounds so sexy and amazing. Yeah, yeah, see?
It's all about the 100 hertz bump, you know? Because when you bumping at the 100, you know, you're doing 100, you know. Anyway, I don't know where that's going. I've never done that before. But there you go. Sometimes guests take you to places you never thought you would. But Club Ruby, you sound like a fantastic chat and a great band that everyone needs to check out. Now, on Instagram, you're actually called, well, Instagram.com/Club Ruby Sucks. So, I mean, so far I don't hear anything sucky about the music, but was that just because Club Ruby was taken? And why did you add the word sucks at the end?
So yes, Club Ruby was taken. I think it's an actual club or something.
Yeah.
The only excuse I have is that if somebody shouts Club Ruby sucks, which luckily hasn't happened, we can be like, that's our handle, everybody.
Well, see, you can segue to your next album and call it Sucks, and that's, like, the perfect circle for, like, the whole musical world thing, you know, how everything's intertwined and overlaid and stuff. I don't know. I'm just trying to be creative here. But what are your thoughts on that?
I like it. Do we need to include you in any songwriting
credits?
No, don't. It's fine. I don't need the 2 cents, APRA. I really don't.
Thank you very much, APRA, for my latest 2 cents.
It's amazing how you do all this work for that organization, like registering your sets and that, which goes up to like an hour's worth of admin, and they're like, you've done well, 2 cents, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes for gigs you get a bit more. Or with playing your songs live, your original.
Yeah. 3 cents. So satisfying to play originals. But tell me about your sort of gig circuit. So are you in Auckland, or you are in Auckland, I believe. I'm checking.
Yeah, we are based in Auckland.
Cool. So tell me, like, what's the gig circuit like for you guys? What have you got coming up, either 2023 or 2024 now, seeing as though we're almost at Christmas? What have you got in terms of gigs?
We have a gig in the works at the Wine Cellar on the 6th of Jan.
Nice.
Getting that all organized.
Yeah, it's going to be with a soon-to-be-revealed former collaborator, but we can't tell you yet who.
I love it. I love the breaking news here on Kiwi Radio. It happens more often than you think. Weatherman goes out to all the Aucklanders out there that got drenched in the rain on the commute home, like I did. I felt so gross walking in at home. I had to have a shower and be like, rain. Yeah, I'm so anti-rain, yeah. I think. What's your worst rain moment? Either you were stuck in, a thunderstorm or something, but what's sort of like the wettest time ever in your life? This could go very wrong.
Sure, when I was 16, I probably was like dramatically walking in the rain after a breakup or something.
I'm sure I've done that.
I know. I probably had my mascara running.
I love it. What about you, Hon?
It'll just be the classic musician story of heading home from a gig and it's raining and you've got your guitar on your back and you don't have a car.
Don't you hate it?
And you're taking three buses, right?
Three buses or something else.
Three, uno, dos, tres. Wow. Here we go. Mm-hmm. There's a song right there. uno, dos, tres. I caught the bus and I didn't catch the rest. I don't know.
Something like that.
Now, thank you so much for singing on the radio. Like, you were explaining songs and you started bursting out in song. I love that because the music's inside you, you know, you just can't help but sing. But has there been ever a moment where you burst out singing, but it was like the most inappropriate time or place?
Probably all the time. Do you have anything? I was a theater kid.
Yeah,
I love it. Now, Club like Ruby the musical. I'm really looking forward to that. But let's get straight into song number two. Club Ruby, go check them out on Instagram. You can add them with the handle Club Ruby Sucks. I don't hear anything sucky about them, in my personal opinion. But there we go. Each to their own. And let's play the song right now. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz here every Tuesday, 7 to 8pm. Radio. That is a band called Club Ruby. The track is Weatherman. We are on the phone right now with President Jade and Vice President Hon of the wonderful To Be musical. Now, speaking of being in love with the Weatherman, we have a fantastic huarere here in Aotearoa. Nothing but tauarangi, meaning rain. Some of those Americans are going, what is he doing? This is called the Maori language, Te Reo Maori. We celebrate it well here. But like just everywhere, Auckland, Whangarei, Kaitaia, there's even thunderstorms elsewhere. If you go further south, it's cloudy. It's just not a patch of sun today, unfortunately. But today could be a new day. But speaking of, I'm speechless. Your music is fantastic. Weatherman, what a song. Yeah, I like to go in tangents, and sometimes I forget where I'm going, because in the back of my mind, I'm trying to do like really cool, like a joke. I'm trying to land a joke or something. But today, I'm nothing. I'm empty. But maybe you guys have great jokes. Do you banter while you're on stage?
Yeah, I usually come up with jokes or something random if something's going wrong, like with the guitar's not playing or there's like feedback or something.
Or I trip over my own lead.
Oh yeah, yeah. That happens.
It happens. Hey, but if you're gonna own it with the whole musical thing, I guess you need some good scripts in between. So that's why I asked.
Yes. I often will make like a bullet point list of things that I could say if I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. So one time, I just had everybody in the audience take a deep breath with me because I needed it. So then I had them do it as well. Yeah. You go.
I went to a gig once, and the band, the singer actually bust out poetry in between the music. And I was thinking, is this going to like lead to the song or the chorus or something? But it was quite a unique gig. I just remember that very vividly. But yeah, I mean, if you can integrate more sort of the whole musical idea behind the band, I mean, that's such a fantastic idea. Have you ever thought about permanently calling yourself Club Ruby Sucks, or where are you going with it?
Oh, no way. Club Ruby is good. Yeah. But, speaking of the poetry thing, I did do a poem actually at the beginning of our EP release. Our EP release show at Ponsonby Social Club. What was it? October 27th?
Yep.
But anyways, yeah, it was all about my identity as an Asian artist here in Aotearoa.
Nice.
Kind of grappling with my identity. And it was a good way to open because it was part of the Asian Soundscape Festival. So it kind of was like wrapping the theme together.
Oh. I remember watching a DVD of Radiohead, and they did like a monologue at the start of the concert of some jazz singer or something, just babbling on about nothing. But it was like... it was just her talking, but underneath was this, you know how Radiohead goes with like the glitchy atmospheric stuff. And I was like, whoa, that was a really great way to open. But yeah, like you said, opening the show with a bit of poetry, that's very interesting. That'll get people tuning in to what's to come. Has there been any interesting audiences so far, like standout ones? As shout outs to personal friends that maybe made a bit of silliness to themselves on the night or something. Is there any good fun gig stories that you've had recently?
Yeah. So at the EP release show, our drummer, he does like a bit of jujitsu outside of music time. And he invited some of his jujitsu mates to come over.
God.
And they all showed up in like Lucha Libre mask and like cape.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And they went right in the front row, like, dancing with us. When we took a band photo afterwards, they photobombed the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That reminds me. I mean, hopefully no one thought they were getting robbed or something, but that reminds me of this joke I heard today where my friend was saying, Christmas is coming, and I didn't realize you had to sing Christmas songs or Christmas themed songs for carols, because I was thinking of singing, doing a carol, going door to door knocking and singing Korn, Freak on a Leash. I was thinking, man, that's not a good idea. Something I'm taking for free, freak on a leash. Someone would call the cops. Like, But
you're just using it for your covers.
Now Christmas is around the corner. Can you think back to sort of like the best and worst Christmas presents you've ever received or maybe have given?
Best presents I've probably received are, I got a bass guitar.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
New gear.
All of my friends from high school band together to buy it. And you know, they probably got all their allowances together.
Oh, that's super duper cute. What about you, Hon?
I had a song written for me.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty romantic.
Back in high school when I couldn't afford anything and I didn't have a job, so I didn't have a salary, you know, I would go to the girls and I would write them a song and the guitar, and that would be like the birthday present, you know?
But
it worked.
Yeah, one time when I was crazy, I made a hole for my first boyfriend. I made a whole notebook and I made all of his friends and family write letters to him about how much they appreciated him because he had terrible self-esteem.
Oh, really? How was his self-esteem afterwards? Did it work?
He probably was half embarrassed and half appreciated it, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not sure if I'm...
Like, unwrapped notes.
Oh, no.
No, that is a cool present, though, if you think about it. Yeah. No, absolutely. Any wishes for New Year's, Christmas, resolutions?
Well, we're aiming to write 2 albums next year.
Oh, wow. That's really ambitious, but really good.
I would want a recording studio day for Christmas. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, and we can go on a New Zealand tour. Someone can pay for all the bookings.
Are you listening, Santa? Please. That's awesome. I'm enjoying the music so far, and almost the end of the showcase here. We're only down to one more song, unfortunately. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Now, the next song, please introduce it. Please explain the meaning or story behind it. It's got an interesting title. It's called Was God Birthed?
Yeah. So kind of speaking of Christmas and like kind of the meaning behind it.
Happy Hanukkah.
Was God Birthed is kind of about my journey through spirituality. And it comes from the perspective of me as a kid at the beginning, in the middle, I'm a teenager, and then at the end, I'm an adult. I mean, now I've moved away from the States to New Zealand to try and figure stuff out, like as far away from my family as possible. And yeah, I came from a background of parents from different Orthodox religions, and kind of either didn't really resonate with me. It didn't work for me as I was coming of age and realized that I'm queer and non-binary. But I think the overall message of Was God Birthed is like discovering what spirituality is for yourself by just going to the museum. And I think it can resonate with anyone who's kind of pondered the meaning of all this.
Now, you unpacked a lot in that entire answer. So thank you for sharing a bit about yourself. That's really cool. What about you, Hon? Have you got anything to add? Or actually, Hon, can you tell me what you actually play in terms of instruments? Sorry to ask.
In all those tracks you've heard, it's just me on bass.
You on bass? You want to shout out to your other band members as well, especially those that have contributed to the record?
Sure. Shout out to JJ6, a.k.a. Josh.
Who DJ plays 6!
Yeah, yeah. We got Jonathan, our club computer.
On guitar.
The club computer. I love these nicknames. Yep.
My second vocalist, who is covering all of Reuben Hudson's parts, which is the male singer.
We've had that guy on the podcast, by the way.
Oh, really?
He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Yes. I went to pop school with him, so we wrote a lot of songs together. But unfortunately, he's moved to Melbourne. So, to replace him live, Sophie Gibson, a.k.a. Bubbles the Barbarian, is doing second vocals.
That's quite the contribution. Now, my son has just walked in the door. He is 2 years old, so if you hear a loud banshee on the background, that's him. He kind of, whenever he enters the room, he's like, I'm here. He's quite dramatic and might be a great contender for your upcoming musical being very dramatic and all. Speaking of Reuben Hudson, if you want to check out previous guests and things like that, head over. You do have to be a website member, but it's worth it, I promise. There's lots of content there, 101 episodes in total. Head over to kiwiradio.nz and click on MP3 Archives for more details. But yeah, thank you so much for being on the show there, boys and girls. And we wish you all the best for 2024. Some exciting recordings to come. The gig in January. It's going to be lots of fun. It must be super fun to be part of this.
And a music video.
And a music video. Whoop, whoop.
On December 15th.
Oh, that's not far at all. That's like in 10 days.
Yeah, for Wearing Me Out, which you just heard. Well, two songs ago.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Well, there's a lot happening. That's really awesome. And I wish you very much the best. And look, you know, you're having lots of fun. You're a great sounding band. I really love it. It's very fun. Was God Birth? That's going to be closing your segment for the day. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, we're trying to hit the NZ on air funding tick.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we're like one requirement away from being able to apply for funding for singles and stuff like that.
Yep.
And we can reach 1,000 followers on Instagram. We have like 750 right now. So if anyone wants to follow us on Instagram so we can get funding.
Yes, Santa. Do it.
Santa!
Okay, so if everyone jumps on the social media and adds their mum, their dad, their dog, because every dog has a Instagram page. It's just a given. Mm-hmm. That's three. So, you know, give it a go. Head over to Instagram.com/ClubRubySucks and head over that way as well. But also I want to direct people to your Bandcamp, which is clubruby.bandcamp.com, and you can check out the releases there. Support the band in their endeavors. Well, thank you so much. That's been a very, very fun episode. Now, Vice President and President of Club Ruby, are there any formalities as we conclude our interaction here, seeing as though I'm in the presence of your greatness?
I hereby declare that every listener that is listening right now is now dubbed a member of the Club Ruby Committee, and you can't take it back. Amen.
Woo! Woo!
And you are now honorary members of Club Ruby. Congratulations to you all. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. I'm going to play your song right now, okay?
Thanks, Rob.
Stay cool and stay creative. Lots of love to you all. And that is the show, really. We're going to play the final track. It's been a fantastic and very fast hour. Can you believe it?
Sometimes
Kiwi Radio.
I lie to myself, play and pretend that I'm someone else. I can't believe, forget me not. Always feeling stuck in the middle. Why they picking on me? I'm little. How do I know which one to believe?
When they keep
pulling me ways and pestering me.
I got this book at the library
on dinos and stuff.
We play backyard archaeology.
It's not at enough.
I wanna see some dino bones.
Where do they have those?
Museum's got a ton of those.
Will they see me the same? I wish I could pray all my demons away. Going to the museum, ready or not, I can find my own meaning.
at the T-Rex spot. I'll be wearing Crocs with my dinosaur socks. All the science makes me want to be an astronaut. Friends and freedom are all that I need. I never got shit from belief, bro. Same. Yeah, I walked away. I wish I could pray.
Remember your book from the library
on dinos and stuff.
Now that I'm older, I can see
it's not at enough.
Space is an endless cavity, bro. Shit.
That was really good. Club Ruby. Wow, fantastic band. Please let them reach that goal. They're only like 250 people away from getting the funding that they require to expand the art. So head over to instagram.com/clubrubysucks, add them there, and get them to 1,000, please. That'll be an awesome Christmas present for all of us, really. It's a win-win situation. I asked the band who their favorite influences in terms of Kiwi music, and they picked a band called Elemento P. The track I'm about to play you now is from their album Love and Disrespect that was originally released in mid-2003. So seeing as though it's the closing tale of 2023 now, it's considered vintage, I guess. Elemento P, New Zealand's favourite rock band from the early noughties, is going to be blasting out to your ears now. I'm sure it'll be new to somebody. The track is called Verona. Thank you for listening.
When I saw you in Verona, you said that I moved over. Pretty people, but all I saw was you. And yes, it's you I'm raiding to get the boy you're dating. In my opinion, he isn't right for you. And if everything goes as planned, I'll be proud to be your man. I promise to treat you. Over heels in love, I fell. She likes listening to punk rock, melancholic in the black frock. And she smiles when she sees me, intoxicated by a company. Splendid lady, lazy Sunday afternoon. Good for
radio.nz Summercast tonight on upfm.co.nz. If you like full spectrum dance music, head over to upfm.co.nz, our sister radio station. Big thank you to the sponsor of the show, Auckland Mum Market. .co.nz. If you are a mum or a bub from 0 to 5, they are a fantastic local market with innovative and modern stylish goods. Head over to AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz for the full events page. As we close off to 2023, and head over to Christmas, it's going to be a little bit ad hoc over the festival seasons with the podcast. So if you want to find out what we're doing next in terms of next guests, head over to Instagram.com/KiwiRadio.nz and drop a DM if you want to send some music. DM means direct message, by the way, if you didn't know. Anyways, Ralphie signing off. Thank you very much to Club Ruby for being on the show this fantastic evening. For those making music, making art, making the world a better place, we want to say salute and stay cool, stay creative. I'm Ralphie, signing off now. Autobot engaged. Keep it locked here on KiwiRadio.nz.